Israeli airstrikes have hit Gaza for three consecutive days, killing more innocent Palestinians in the tiny coastal strip. An air raid killed three young boys in the southern Gaza Strip town of Rafah, while another attack killed five children and seriously injured their mother in the northern Gaza Strip town of Jabalia. Families of the victims accused Arab leaders, especially Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, of complicity with Israel in its onslaught against the impoverished seaside territory, which is the most densely populated region in the world.
May God have vengeance on Mubarak and on every Arab leader who have kept silent while our children are being slaughtered by Israel.
U.S.-made Israeli F-16 fighter jets and Apache helicopters have targeted mosques, destroying five of them so far. They also bombed the biggest university in the Gaza Strip, completely destroying its science and engineering buildings. Nearby homes were also damaged due to the intensity of the aerial raids. The Palestinian movement of Hamas has called on all Palestinian factions to target Israeli soldiers and settlers all over Palestine.
Our call for all military factions, including Israel Qassam, must be attacking on against the occupation any settlers, any soldiers, anywhere in Palestine.
The onslaught in Gaza and its impoverished population of over 1.5 million has claimed the lives of over 320 Palestinians, including 61 children and 11 women. At least 1,500 Gazans were also injured, 400 of them critically, and many are likely to die due to lack of medicine and hospital supplies. Analysts believe that Israel's massive air raids amount to genocide against the Palestinians in Gaza.
I think what is happening right now against the civilian population of Gaza is a form of genocide according to the fourth article of the Geneva Convention. And I think that the Arab, the Muslim and the international community should actually launch a campaign of BDS, boycott, divestment and sanctions against the state of Israel.
The number of Palestinian victims in Gaza is likely to rise as Israeli army tanks are preparing for a ground attack against this tiny strip. Israel says the attacks are carried out to stop what it calls rocket firing by Palestinian fighters.
Gazans fear the worst is still to come, as Israel has called up its reserve forces gearing up for an all-out war against their city. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.